last word on business on Today FM.
With Capital Flow, purchasing, refinancing or refurbishing an investment property, visit capitalflow.ie.
Ian Goddard joins us with the business news. It's a couple of months now since all the major controversy involving Davy Stockbrokers. But the sale of the business, the auction or the sale process continues. Tell us about the details of the latest potential buyers.
Yeah, good evening, Matt. It is, what now, about 4 months since the central bank slapped the fine on Davy Stockbrokers over a transaction involving a number of senior executives in the company. That fine was €4.1 million. Well, following that controversy and the resignations of senior people, the company was put up for sale. And it's not turning out to be a fire sale, Matt. There is plenty of interest in acquiring Davy Stockbrokers. The Sunday Times yesterday naming that Irish Life, best known for offering insurance and investment products, has teamed up with Investec, which has been in the Irish market for some time, but is better off known outside of Ireland. It's a South African bank with extensive operations across Britain and Europe. Well, it's teamed up with Irish Life to make a joint bid for Davy Stockbrokers. And the reason that's interesting is because if they were to acquire the business, then they would split it up, you would imagine, between them. Investec would get the stockbroking arm of the business, where Irish Life would more likely get the asset management, the pensions business, the part of Davy that manages money on behalf of very wealthy individuals. And there is quite a list now of runners and riders. The Sunday Times mentioning the fact that Stifel, which I think is a French investment firm, is involved in the race. Smith & Williamson, which is well known as an asset management company, and also Bank of Ireland, which had been the favourite early on to buy Davy Stockbrokers, is also in the running. And the more bidders you have, Matt, the higher the price tag is going to be. There have been suggestions. I certainly, at the early stages of this takeover race, had been told that perhaps the price tag would be in the region of €300 to €350 million, which is no small change. Well, the more bidders there are in the race, the more people want it, the more rounds of bids there are going to be over the next few days and the next couple of weeks before it reaches the deadline of early July. Well, the price could get as high as €500 million. And of course, Matt, the biggest beneficiaries of the sale will be the former executives of Davy Stockbrokers, who were forced to step down from their positions following that controversy. But as I said, the more people in the race, the more higher the price tag would be. And I would imagine, Matt, there may be people out there whose names haven't been mentioned so far who are interested in getting involved in the Davy takeover battle. And there is still a number of weeks for those people to show their names.
I imagine many of the people listening to us, Ian, have Revolut accounts on their mobile phone. It has become such a popular banking app. But does that mean Revolut is making money?
No, it's losing money and losing quite a lot of money. So Revolut put out, it's a private company still, but it put out its annual results covering last year, and they show quite a substantial loss, around €207 million, up from about £107 million. Sorry, that's in pounds sterling, I beg your pardon, 207 from 107. The company attributing that loss to an increased investment in the business. It's hired an awful lot of staff. So Revolut staff numbers went up by 1,000 workers last year to just over 2,200. It's also expanded into a number of different markets. So it's gone from just being mainly prevalent in the UK and Ireland, into parts of Europe, into Japan, and into the United States, and has 14.5 million customers at the end of last year. And that number has gone even higher since the beginning of the new financial year. And that makes Revolut a much bigger financial fintech, as they call these apps, than many of the other players, likes of N26 and Monzo, which are in the Irish market. Revolut has many, many more customers, and it's also offering much more services. Now, revenues have gone up substantially as well. They were up by around 34% over the previous year. So what it's tried to do is, look, we all know people use Revolut for payments. They use it for maybe saving a bit of money. They're trying to push into areas where people pay them for transactions or move into premium current account services. So things like offering trading in shares, things like trading in cryptocurrencies. And also, you would imagine, coming down the line, the big thing for Revolut will be on the asset side of the business, where they lend money out there and they get interest payments for it. That is the real goal, you would imagine, for lots of these new banking apps out there. Yes, you can challenge the traditional banks on offering, you can offer cheaper services for changing money. You can also offer services, as I said, like share trading. But the big side of it is on the asset side of the balance sheet, the loans out there that customers pay you interest, and you get fees in from customers as well from arranging loans. You would imagine that's where Revolut are looking, particularly, Matt. It's not happening just here in Europe. There are a number of banks across the world that are pulling out of markets. We saw HSBC last week pull out of France. We know that Ulster Bank and KBC are pulling out of the Irish market. So there is an opportunity for the likes of Revolut and these challenger banks to grab a piece of the traditional banking market.
Okay. Now, much gambling has moved online. So could it really be that it would be a good bet by Boyle Sports to buy some or all of the William Hill shops in the UK, all 1,400 of them, which have been put up for sale?
Yeah, really interesting story by Samantha McCochran in the Sunday Independent, confirming that Boyle Sports are interested in, as you said, buying some or all of the William Hill stores in the UK. William Hill, the biggest bookmaking chain in the UK, is being bought by Caesars, the American casino giant, and they are looking at selling some or all of their British high street betting shops. I suppose, Matt, there is still a huge gambling market out there of people who don't use the app, that there are many people who prefer to go into a betting shop and place a bet, or prefer to use, particularly in the UK, Matt, they have a lot of what you and I would colloquially know as one-armed bandits, with betting machines and gaming machines in the stores, and they are very profitable still. So I think there's an opportunity for Boyle Sports, which has looked to move out of, I suppose, expand into the UK in the last number of years. They have tried to get involved in some of the big takeover deals that have happened in the UK in the past. The Tote in the UK was up for sale a number of years ago. Boyle Sports tried to get involved in that sale, but lost out to Betfred. And there have been a number of attempts by Boyle Sports to add to their plans in the UK. They are very well known. I think they sponsor, is it Coventry Football Club? I think they sponsor amongst many of their sponsorships out there. But they have tried to get involved in the UK market because it is a natural extension here. There's only so many betting shops in the Irish market, and the UK has been much more natural. We saw it with Paddy Power in the past, around 15, 20 years ago. Paddy Power made a big attempt to get a play onto the high street in the betting stores in the UK. And you can see Boyle Sports following that model as well, but spotting the opportunity if something like Caesars Palace, which wants William Hill's technology and its risk management and how to manage fixed odds in the US when it opens its gambling market, there could be an opportunity here, particularly at a time when, again, as I said, other betting companies are turning their attention to the US. You could get a good bargain to buy something in the UK.
Very briefly, and just to finish off, last week you told us about Kerry Group selling some of its Galty and Denny brands, some of the most well-known food brands in Ireland, getting in over 800 million quid by doing so. They've moved very quickly to spend it. Further expansion in preservatives. They really are big in food technology, aren't they, Kerry?
Yeah, and this is the future for Kerry Group and all of its Irish shareholders, spending €853 million on a company called Niceet, which, as you said, is a maker of preservatives for food, for the bakery, and also the pharmaceutical sector, Matt. Again, lots of these companies looking at nutritional food. This is a company that is based in a number of countries around the world, and Kerry looking to get in there. And also, Matt, you would have to say a good deal for shareholders, because Kerry Group got in $820 million last week and now spending $850 million today.
And what they might expect to be a higher margin business in the future. Thank you very much for that, Ian Guider with the Business Post.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper.
Weekdays from 4:30. Today.